Okay, kids. Hi, it's the Great One. You know what? You don't know what. That's why I'm gonna fucking tell you. You people, you think I come here and I yell at the fucking microphone and I put this shit on the interwebs and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something. When I come on here and I call myself the Great One, when I say that I am right, when I say I'm always right, there's a reason for that. The reason is that I am right. Once again, other humans and their stupidity have proven that I am right. Oh, you can disagree with me all the fuck you want. You can whine about your fucking roads, or you can whine about multiculturalism, or you can whine about fucking diversity, or you can whine about God, or it doesn't fucking matter what you whine about. Here's the fucking fact. If you disagree with me, you're wrong. Okay, let's go through this. What have I said about left-wing statist women and the subject of abortion? I have said unto you that left-wing statist women cannot shut the fuck up about how wonderful abortion is, but when they get knocked up, none of them get abortions. I've said this. I've said it more than once. I have put forth a thesis, which so far I've not found any evidence to support. But my thesis is that most abortions, by most I mean more than 50%, even if it's just 50.001% of abortions, are gotten by conservative-ish, right-wing-ish women because they may say they're opposed to abortion, but when they get pregnant, they don't want anyone to know they're a slut, so they fucking abort the kid, okay? Left-wing statist women talk all this shit about abortion and how fucking wonderful it is and how empowering it is, and they got their t-shirts that say I'm proud of my abortion and all this other horse shit. But when they get preggers, they don't get a fucking abortion because they know they can get free money for the next 18 fucking years. And you come to me and you say, oh, Great One, you just hate women. Well, once again, the Great One has been proven right. I'm drinking a blood orange Saison from Upslope Brewing, and I'm trying to calm the fuck down. I'm pissed off, but I'm also elated, because once again, the Great One has been vindicated. Once again, the Great One is right. For the first time in like a month, I caught up with my drinking friends today. I almost skipped out because I got off work late and they'd already been there for a while, and I was like, maybe I'm not going to show up. But I decided to show up and I got some food, which is a bad choice because the food at this place sucks, and apparently I never learned that. It goes back to humans don't learn. I had a beer, so we're sitting there, and we're sitting there, and it's like, yeah, I'll have another beer, whatever. And my friend, we will call her Alice, declines to have another beer. Now, I've spoken about Alice in the past. Alice is the person who, she has a PhD in plant biology. She does research at CSU because she couldn't hack having a real job. She had a real job for a while working for a corporation doing biomedical research. The corporation was fucked up in many ways, but she also just couldn't handle a real job. She went back to working at CSU where she doesn't really have to do anything, and she gets paid a fair amount of money. She is the person I've talked about who is all into politics because she wanted dope to be legalized because she smokes dope. And as soon as dope was legalized, she stopped caring about politics, right? She's all hating George Bush, but she didn't mind Obama killing Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots. She voted for Hillary Clinton. She's feminist, all this other horse shit. Okay. Okay. So I said, hey, you're kind of lightweighting it today. Only one beer, huh? And she says, well, yeah, I'm only going to have one beer because I've got some bad news. Bad news. So we all look at her, the bad news. Oh, what's up? She says, I'm pregnant. And she says, and we're like, well, why is it bad news? And she says, well, it was an accident. Okay, first of all, okay, here we go. It was an accident, right? Women, it was accidental. I accidentally didn't take my birth control. I accidentally let a man shoot cum inside of me. I accidentally didn't have him wearing a condom. I accidentally didn't take Plan B. I accidentally, we'll get to this, right? So, accident. Okay, wait. Aren't you left-wing statist women? Aren't you strong and independent? Can't you fucking go, girl? Can't you do anything? Right? You can do it all. Except not accidentally get pregnant. Why? Well, because you control your body. It's your body, your choice. I can't fucking stop hearing about your fucking body and your fucking choice. You can't shut the fuck up about your fucking body and your fucking choice, can you? But you accidentally got pregnant. I remember, because I use this phrase over and over. You've all heard it when I told one of my other female friends that some woman had said to me she accidentally got pregnant. My other female friend says, what do you mean she accidentally got pregnant? Was she walking down the stairs and she tripped and she fell on a guy's dick? How do you accidentally... that's right, because women are not agents. Women are objects. Women have no control over their destiny, and yet they think they should have jobs. They think they should be allowed to own property. They think they should be allowed to vote. No, women are property. They are objects. They are not agents. Agents do not accidentally get pregnant. Objects with no agency accidentally get pregnant. So she tells us it's bad news because she accidentally got pregnant. And she doesn't want to have a child. The child is unwanted. She said, I don't want to have a child because there are already too many people in the world. Once again, this goes back to I believe in global warming. Well, what causes global warming? Well, CO2 emissions. Oh, do CO2 emissions come from automobiles? Well, yeah. Do you drive a car? Well, yeah. So you're causing global warming, aren't you? Oh, but that's different because I'm doing it. So there's too many people in the world, and she doesn't want the child, but she's going to have the child anyway. So I said, have you heard of abortion? Knowing that she has. And she said, yes, I've had an abortion and it was very traumatic. I don't want to do that again. Okay, stop everything. First of all, abortions are not traumatic. Abortions are a fucking celebration of your fucking independence, of your go-girlism, of your strength. What do you mean abortion? The abortion was traumatic. No, last time I checked with feminists, of which you are one as a Hillary Clinton voting liberal fucking Democrat, last time I checked, abortions are this wonderful thing that women go through and they celebrate it. They get t-shirts, they talk about it on the internet, they tell their friends, abortions are just fucking wonderful. And anyone who says that abortion is a traumatic incident and women should avoid getting them, those people are labeled as racist, sexist, homophobic, hating women. Now all of a sudden, abortions are traumatic. And she doesn't want to get an abortion to get rid of the unwanted child, because getting the abortion would inconvenience her. What if we collectively, we, I include Aaron Clary, I include Adam Piggott, I include Stefan Molyneux, a large number of people out there far beyond that, anarcho-capitalist, right-wingers, manispherians, what have we said about left-wingers? They are lazy and selfish. She admitted the child is an accident. She admitted she does not want the child. She said she's not going to get an abortion to get rid of the unwanted accidental child, because the abortion she had before, which I didn't know about, but it's not really the sort of thing you talk about, was traumatic. In other words, getting another abortion would be inconvenient to her. It would cause her to have discomfort. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking stand up for the motherfucking national anthem. What have I fucking told you over and over and over until I am fucking blue in the face and foaming at the fucking mouth, is the fucking prime directive of fucking Western civilization, that no white woman from North America must ever experience discomfort. She's gonna spit out this fucking unwanted child. Oh, by the way, she's only 38 years old. What are the odds of the child, you know, having some birth defects or something? She actually said, part of the reason I didn't get an abortion, because there's a 25% chance it would self-abort. She was kind of counting on that. She's counting on the fact that she's too old to have a kid to fucking do the abortion for her. I nearly lost my shit. She's going to have the unwanted accidental child instead of getting an abortion because she doesn't want to experience the discomfort of getting a fucking abortion. But she celebrates abortions. Abortions are wonderful. This is what it's like to go through the world always being right. To just have to sit here and listen to this bullshit. At least the one thing going, at least she's married to whom I'm assuming is the father. At least this unwanted accidental child being born to a 38-year-old woman will have a father. At least the kid has that much going for it. But when you fucking liberals out there, when you fucking left-wing statists, when you fucking filthy social justice warriors, when you goddamn fucking nasty, disgusting cunt Hillary Clinton fucking cunt voting fucking pieces of fucking shit cunts come to me talking about how wonderful abortion is and controlling your body and how strong and independent you are and how much you care about other people and how much you care about the children's. Oh, she also tossed in the fact that she doesn't even like children, which we all knew that. The child is an accident. The child is unwanted. She doesn't like children. She's 38 years old. She's going to have the fucking kid anyway because she doesn't want to inconvenience her precious little fucking white woman from North America self with getting another abortion, because the first abortion she got was so fucking traumatic. When I say to you that women should not be allowed to vote, own property, or have jobs, there's a reason for that. It's not because I hate women, it's because of how women behave. And when I say to you that I am always right. I don't say that because I have a fucking ego problem. I say it because I, the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999 and podcasting for 12 fucking years, am always right.